This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, you know, I mean, obviously comedy evolves, like our attitudes change.
It's a good thing.
It is. But there's something lost always, you know, and with the new means out with the old. And so, you know, I've been kind of banging my head against the wall a little bit, trying to find a way. No, I know, but it's like for someone like me who's been doing this for a while and there's certain things that I know they work. It's just trying to find, and I know I'll find it, but trying to find some kind of marginalized group that it is okay to pick on.
Yeah, sure.
Like, just looking for, and I know why a lot of them are not, and again, I think that's positive. I think society is evolving in a positive
direction. Listen to what
you're
saying. For anyone who's like, what are you talking about? Listen to what he's saying. He knows that most of them, and maybe all of them.
Probably all of them, but I think
it's not okay.
No, but it is.
Italians.
See, that's what I was going to say.
So Italians.
That was my first thought, too.
Could be an avenue for me to approach where I can say, okay, here's a group, a sizable group. Everyone has an idea of what this is. And maybe I can, on some level,
are they marginalized?
You know, characterize
Absolutely.
Them in a general
stupid,
way that could generate comedy. Well, they are very stupid. And so what I like about the Italians.
I shouldn't have said Italians.
And I have a,
so dumb.
You know, because I have some,
I almost think
some
it's
portions of my stand-up
like so
set, like my comedy routine.
So stupid.
No, I thought it was a great suggestion by you, Adam, and Adam Pally's here, by the way. I thought, oh, good thing Adam was here because he's on the ground. You know, he's been doing these travel shows where he meets huge, groups and these swaths
huge
of the nation,
Italians.
And he does meet these huge Italians. He does he does interact with them, and so he knows, like, yeah, some of the shit they're doing, saying. I mean, I have Adam, maybe you could be a test audience for this. So I have a joke I've been working on about.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
About the Italianx nation. And I think that maybe I can just run it by you.
All right.
It's a joke about Italians, really. So it's sort of this meta, like, bird's eye view.
But you're still making a joke about Italians.
Well, we'll see. You tell me if this is okay.
Okay. Let's hear it.
A man walks into a bar. A blind gentleman sits down at the bar. He orders a drink, 7 and 7. And as he's drinking it, he starts sort of chatting up.
You look,
the
sorry.
Bartender, and they have. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm watching Adam. I saw sort of a confused look, and if there's anything you want to go back, and was it the 7 and 7?
He could order something.
The 7 and 7 was no, the 7 and 7 was specific.
He could order something else.
Was like, I was confused because sometimes when you're hearing a joke, you know you're like, this is all this information necessary.
Is this
going
to come into
for where
play?
It's going?
That's a,
you know,
and
so
that's
I,
a comic mind like that yeah. is that is. Honed to a sharp edge, because I don't think a lot of people do absorb all those little details. No, the drink, you know,
not the average Joe.
To spoil it, the drink is not ultimately important to the joke. So if you want to change it, there's something you're more comfortable with. I mean, what are you drinking these days? Like, what are you?
I would say I just don't need a detail then, because then I'm focused on the. It's like does he need to, he just walked into a bar. That's enough.
Okay.
So this is the mystery. This is close up magic. This is the misdirect. I don't want to speak for Sean, but often he wants you to be focusing on.
Right. Well, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter ultimately for the joke.
It could be a different
red
drink.
Herrings.
But it has to be a drink.
Yeah, but the specificity is adding to
I am creating
where the
a world
going.
For you. Right. You know what I mean? I want the joke to feel lived in.
Of course, but is it distracting from where this is going to go?
Well, I like to take the audience on a journey with me, you know.
Yeah, I don't remember Billy Joel telling me the color of the drapes in Piano Man.
But he tells you the colors of the wine. He tells you two different colors of wine.
It's a different song.
but he does go into the colors of the wine. I mean, there's a bottle of red and a bottle
for
of
a different.
He does say that. He does say the name of a drink in Piano Man.
Yeah.
And he talks about a guy making love to it. Mm-hmm. Is that not
making love to his tonic and gin?
Yeah.
No, because that story was about the people at the bar.
But this
seems to be a joke. This seems to be a joke about a specific interaction that happened that has nothing to do with the drink. And Piano Man, the specific interaction that happened was the guy making love to his tonic and gin.
But he didn't have to be drinking a tonic and gin. I mean, that.
Well, he did for the rhyme.
He could have been making love to his 7 and 7.
But it wouldn't have rhymed with the previous line.
Okay, well, the joke doesn't rhyme. The joke's not going to rhyme.
I don't know.
I mean, if you need that to enjoy it, then it may
be. No, I don't need any sort of iambic anything for a punchline. I'm just saying, I just asked a question.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So this is good. So he'll be drinking a tonic and gin because I kind of know my audience a little bit now, and I understand that that's something that helps make you feel comfortable. So a gentleman walks in the bar.
I feel like I'm still thinking about the 7 and 7, though. I feel like I'm.
You want it back?
I've already. I don't know if I want it back, but I've labeled the guy in my head. The type of person orders a 7.
Watch this. I got you. Guy walks into a bar. He's a blind man, and he sits down at the bar.
See, I forgot he was even blind. I forgot that he was blind.
So it was distracting.
Because we were talking about, so super distracting.
Yeah. That. Okay, so.
Do I need to know he's blind? Do I need to know he's blind?
You do.
Okay, can we start again?
Yeah.
This hotel chair is kind of uncomfortable.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to pay off later, that the hotel chair was uncomfortable. But now that's something that you're going to be thinking about and the audience is going to be thinking about throughout the rest of our interaction.
Well, if I can work it into do you want his bar stool to be uncomfortable?
I'm just saying, look.
He could be shifting
blind.
Around in his seat a little bit. That doesn't take away from it.
I think the most important, a blind guy walks into a bar with no assistance is the headline.
He enters the bar and he sits down. I mean, you want him to have a dog?
I think I don't want him to, but I would be surprised if he didn't, if he's making his way to a bar.
Okay. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So, he sits down and he orders two drinks. Says I'll have a tonic and gin and a 7 and 7.
One for the dog.
If you
why
like,
would he get two.
And he kind of for you, and he kind of starts to shimmy around in his seat a little bit. He says, "Boy, are these new bar stools or something?" This opens up an avenue of conversation with the bartender, who he actually hits it off with, and she's explaining to him that the place was recently refurbished. They're sort of more of a modern gastropub kind of venue now, that it used to be a little more divey, and so that's maybe why he's noticing the chairs, or the stools rather, are different. as they talk, he starts to feel more comfortable, and he has another drink or two, and he finally says, you know, I'd love to share with you something that makes me laugh. It's a joke about Italians. Now, before he can say another word, he feels a hand grip his shoulder.
Uh-huh.
It's the person at the bar sitting next to him. And she says, "Sir, before you tell this joke, I want you to understand what's happening in the bar around you. The woman behind the bar is, in fact, an Italian. Not only that."
So the idea is that he's blind. If he could see, this woman is visibly Italian.
She's, yes. Got everyone in the bar.
Like what? Like she looks like the pasta queen? Like what? What does that mean, visibly Italian?
What does it mean to you?
No. I'm not telling the joke.
Well, I agree.
Because the idea... What?
Wow.
Sorry.
Oh, the chair paid off.
The chair paid off.
And that's and that's a comic mind.
She's Streganona. That's...
Yeah.
That's who's behind the bar.
The woman,
so like, yes.
Yeah, the woman grabbing this man's arm says, the woman behind the bar is visibly Italian. She's wearing a Kiss Me I'm Italian pin.
Mm-hmm.
Her shirt is the Italian flag. And not only that, she's proud of her heritage, and she has a black belt at karate. I myself, sir, am Italian. And while one hand is gripping your shoulder to warn you off of a potential faux pas, the other hand is wielding a spiked baseball bat. Behind you at the table, there are two Italian best friends, off-duty police officers, each with a loaded weapon on their hip. And of course, at the door that you walk past with your dog is a bouncer who happens to be Italian as well. So are you sure you want to tell this joke? And the gentleman says, well, not if I'm going to have to explain it five times. Do you get it?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Do you not get it?
No, I get it.
Do you, like, was the drink an issue or what happened with the...
No, it turns out none of it was an issue. It was just shitty joke.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And you feel bad because you had to have it explained to you.
It was like your idea, kind of, to tell it.
You see, you were telling it almost immediately when we came on.
Suggested that the area of Italian.
I mean, you could plug in.
I suggested that.
Yeah, but you could plug in any. Like, it almost feels like the point of the joke is that you could take out the word Italian and plug in any of the cultures.
Do you have some other examples? Yeah.
No.
Okay. Because that is the point to me is like, what's the right specific these days? Because it's getting a little bit complicated. And, you know, and maybe Italian X is not the
correct. You're right. You know, I guess the reason I didn't laugh at the joke is because I was humbled,
mm-hmm.
truly,
mm-hmm.
when I saw that. for even suggesting it, Italians.
Yeah, I caught that.
Even in a jokey way, because it did, it was very funny because I didn't know what you were going to be talking about when we came on.
What I was going to say or anything, yeah.
And then you took me by surprise and it made me laugh. And then I tried to get in on it and I... can't keep up. So,
I wouldn't say that. You know, we have different styles, and I think that's what's cool.
No.
I think it's what works. Like when you do this show, like It's this kind of clash of these styles. There's Hayes's work is really cerebral.
Mm-hmm.
Subtle.
And I have this.
It's mathy. Yeah.
Yes. And then I have, I'm operating off this like gut instinct.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like a bag of tricks. Like you have like a,
I don't know.
A set of like moves that you could do.
Mm-hmm. That people have seen and I know will get results. But I almost feel like, I guess since I've gotten older, I don't know that it's like, I'm not even.
That the bag, it's not really like a bag.
We're not even in the same, we're not even in the.
Yeah.
Or I was going to say, like, we're not even shopping at the same store.
It's like a sugar pack.
I don't think. Mm-hmm. I think, like, I think that I'm just not as quick as you guys. I'm not as, like.
I don't think it's about speed. I honestly don't think that any amount of time.
Well read. I'm not as surprising. I think, you know, I haven't honestly had the time to work on my comedic chops, and I it shows because you guys are, like I said, lightning fast,
and but also and, not working at it. It doesn't actually, like, we don't
it
have
seems
to,
it one I think anyone heard this conversation, they see those two are working extremely hard.
No,
I think I've lost that drive a little.
It's the work where it doesn't look like your work.
Yeah, though. That's
like,
right.
It's like it's
that's
like,
still work.
You don't
that's
see
still
the work.
Work.
But it's, I guess, I kind of can't help it. I guess I love it.
I think you're selling yourself short as someone who people look at and are like, that person's working very hard, like real pick me vibes from that person.
I know. I look, people look at me and they say, that guy's on his grind. He's working hard. Mm-hmm. And that's because I'm out there, you know? So
it's main character
I get that.
Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
main character for sure, 100%. Yeah. And I think that it's just, I haven't been behind the in a room in a while. You know, I certainly don't have faceless writer energy, and I am not as quick as you guys. I am a step behind in that way. I've been out. It's like I've almost been out in front because of my face.
I hate hearing you talk like this. I really don't think you've.
I hate
you've
talking
lost
about myself
a
like
step,
this.
And I think.
I have.
You know, for me, I'm like, if there was some kind of magic comedy powder, I could just sprinkle on you now that would provide you with that boost to feel like you are quick, like you are kind of popping. You know what I mean? Because that's how I think of you as like a guy who is on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. I think even now, sitting here without any of that reference powder, which I know you yourself would never touch at all, and that you pride yourself on it, and you would compare us, it's like looking, I mean, like, we are just in different leagues. It's like looking at a dog and a supermodel. It's like you can't expect the supermodel to eat out of a bowl, you know. I wouldn't know
what's she eating, soup?
So that would be even harder. You need a spoon. You can't. It would be harder to eat out of a bowl if it was liquid, I would assume, right? Or I guess, I don't know. Maybe easier. The point is that
a miso
I feel...
Soup, you don't always use a spoon? No?
I guess so, yeah. But then you get to the bottom of the miso soup without the spoon and you're confused a little. Like, how do I get the spinach?
Yeah, you get some on your face.
The tofu into my mouth and I got to use my chopsticks. But the point is, I feel bad that I even tried to get in the ring with two legit, I mean, Mount Rushmore of podcasting. Like, really, truly, like when I think about podcasters, especially white ones, you guys are like the best. And I can't.
It was dumb.
Let's just do the interview.
No, it's not.
Let's just do an interview.
No,
let's just talk about.
Let's just talk about my
movies or whatever, because I feel like
Well, I think this is relevant to I wouldn't know what movies to talk about, but the TV show. For sure.
Matter.
We can. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, we can talk about the TV show. Yeah, you probably. Don't, this you're is, probably more but, of an art house guy, right? You probably don't see the major fare.
I don't know, like, if it is art house, it's not, like, I don't know what the budget is, or I wouldn't imagine, what are we talking about, like, huge budget stuff? Wouldn't be my guess, but,
yeah,
like,
I would say that I'm more, you're not going to catch me in an A24 film, so if I didn't come across your desk, I apologize.
Even saying it, A24 is,
yeah, like, it feels like you're not familiar with the...
Which is, I mean, like, whatever it is,
I'm not.
If there are, yeah. if it is a movie, if there are movies, if there are no movies, like, that's, it's all fine.
It could be one movie, or you could put an S on, and you could pluralize movies, and regardless, it's not, you know, it's got, not going to change the way I see you, because I haven't seen any, anything that you've been in.
I do know the show.
You wrote, Sean, you wrote, Sean, hold on 1 second, Hayes. And also,
I mean, since the last time we.
Since the last, because I was going to say, you wrote, one of, I mean, a job you held firmly was a writer on a show that I was on. Yeah. And then I think you were so funny that you were on the show too. You remember that?
I don't think that's how most people would characterize the path to me appearing on the show, but I do remember, I remember us working together on the show, and it was, me, it was a.
So you've seen my work. We don't have to. You guys are smart guys.
No, I know. But you said, I'm sorry. When you said you can talk about my movies, I assumed you meant that you were. And this is my mistake. And this is like why communication is so important. I thought you meant something you'd done like since the last time you were here that we would be.
That's
talking
what
about.
I thought about too. I'm shocked. Yeah, that, like, I didn't. The, I thought even we the were. Fact that we're talking about a show from like 12 years ago or whatever. Like I honestly thought when you were talking about like movies and shows and things, we were talking about.
And that's
like,
why I was confused. I think that's why I was confused.
That's
and
fair.
The pandemic. It's, look, the pandemic has been tough on the entire business, and not podcasting, but
look
like,
at certain, our beards. Look
I
at
lost
our beards.
My mind.
Yeah, and so
I've
like
completely lost my mind.
There's no
for sure.
Shame.
I wish it would end. I wish
I'm
it would
really
end.
Unhealthy.
And not having.
I'm at my
worked,
end with it.
Yeah. Well, watching your show, I was sort of like, oh, I guess this guy thinks the pandemic is over, where we actually are still in a global pandemic. So.
Right. No. And that's
watching
you
a show
know, all
where
these
people are like
are
going
right.
to eat at restaurants every day. So it's like, okay, this is actually killing people when you do this. If that's something you're comfortable with, then that's
yeah.
We're all
like I said, like
adapting to this moment in different ways, and some people are choosing to do it in a way that like is in service and
is damaging,
actually helping people,
yeah,
and
some people are
doing
it in a way,
costing people's like lives, and
yeah,
health.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to say also, like, because we've been talking a lot about context, like you guys asked me to come on this show. You asked me to come here.
Yes, because the recipe.
You said come on the show. Even in the email, I believe it said come on the show to talk about your new show.
Yeah.
So I am a little bit like I know I shouldn't have jumped in the deep water of you know comedy writers or whatever you guys are. But
that's
in the past. But I do feel a little bit like you're on the attack. You got your pens out, and they do seem to be mightier than a sword right now. So I guess I want to apologize.
I don't need to start. Like there is no, you came to us saying that you were inadequate to like engage with. I am.
There's no way that I could keep up with this light. I mean, that's the speed. At which
Sean said already, and I said too, the speed doesn't matter. And there, and again, I do think that even with additional time,
it would make any difference. Show.
And I know that because like I watched the show and I was a little worried, like this format is like quick, a travel show format. Like you're like, it's handheld, you're on the move. Like they're not going to have time to like stop it down for you.
No,
and like cut around like some of your shit. So I was like, is he going to be able to create kind of that like
old, in a box
that old pally that like 12 years ago pally like energy like on this show? But ultimately, I found like the show is working for me because you didn't even try to do that at all. It's like super corporate. It's like
that's working for you that way.
It's very
it's
successful
packaged in this way that's very palatable and very it feels like pleasant because it's so sort of generic and non-specific and
processed cheese.
Like, you know what you're getting. You've had it before, and there's no like nasty surprise waiting for you. You know, it doesn't feel like dangerous at all.
No, we're not trying to. It's just that's just the tone that we wanted to go for. We wanted it to be aspirational, where like two nobodies could look at it and be like, I could do that. you know, and clearly we've done that. I'm learning today. So I really appreciate that.
It's special in that way for something that is like,
oh yeah,
like so not ambitious, like so, and also so forward in its desire to just like make money. To like, so
yeah, I see what you guys are doing.
Not confessional, because there's no, it's not a, there's no like shame in it. To like go into different restaurants and basically just,
I'm not gonna do this,
be eating this food and be like, God, like this is so awesome, when it like obviously fucking sucks.
Like, yeah, you know, I was the first,
it's not that
guest on
Gen
this
X like sellout damage shit.
Do you know that I was the first person ever on Hollywood Handbook? Did you know that?
That was so, there's been some confusion about that. Was Jake Johnson, and we do hear that all the time, that confusion still, even now.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like, if you know, if I'm you, I'm like, that's great.
I'm like, Mandela. I have a Mandela effect of my, I didn't do Hollywood Handbook.
You did it.
I was the
you
second did guest.
That was Blake.
That was Blake, yeah.
Where am I in the guest list?
Third.
Maybe four.
Is there some kind of database we can look at?
On it.
Thanks, Kevin.
That's right. Fourth.
In the meantime, third, is there anything you want to say about the
third
show?
Guest who has come back?
About this show?
Any show.
About your...
Yes.
your I don't listen to
these
podcasts.
Days?
I don't...
you don't watch much? Really... That showed up in your show.
Yeah, yeah. Just because there's some
I
stuff
watch
where...
FIFA.
It's...
I watch FIFA.
FIFA?
Number four.
Okay.
It was number
four.
Four. Okay. So it really set the so template, I guess.
Yeah.
You
you were batting cleanup,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Bases loaded. Mm-hmm. We had Jake Johnson, Blake,
drove the other
and then
three
Donald Glover. Yeah,
got stranded out there.
Mm-hmm. So you started strong and then mm-hmm. tailed off to now. When was the last time Donald was on?
Let me.
Scheduling conflict.
Kevin, where? Yeah, where
who
is that?
That who's speaking over there? Kevin, are you speaking? Shut the fuck up.
Sorry, sir.
Thank you.
Wait, I had a question for you, Adam.
When was the 1 second? Fuck. When was the last time Donald was on?
I don't have all the numbers.
And Jake, how many times has Jake been back?
He's been back for sure.
Yeah.
How many, like, what? Like, how many, like,
how many different times?
I don't know what times means. Like,
I can't like.
How many
answer that?
Like funny bits did he do on the like? How many like clips
you're
were
telling
we?
Me Jake Johnson.
How many amazing clips were we here? Able to pull from it?
No, like, that's not what I asked.
He's
I
been
asked
back, and honestly, when he has come back, and we've said thank you for doing this, he said anytime.
Mm-hmm.
So quantify
that's not
that.
The same thing.
And
that's,
after and as soon
that.
As the show is over, and the first thing he said after the show was over was that was really fun, guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was crazy. Oh my God, you guys are nuts. That
and
was
who
so
the
fun,
fuck is
said.
Blake? Who is Blake?
Blake Anderson.
Who?
He was back recently too.
The workaholic guy.
Yeah.
He's done.
I'm supposed to know Blake from one name?
I don't even think of him as the workaholics guy.
Yeah.
Just Blake?
Yeah, he's on a Hulu show right now.
Right?
I tried to watch I tried to watch your show on Hulu and they said it's not available right now.
Look, I truly I'm never coming back ever to this podcast ever.
And this is that insecurity again. That
yeah,
that you don't.
I hate
you
call
that, whatever,
Adam. I
that
hate that
you're
that
able
you
to like
call
keep
whatever
up with
you want. I always do this, and it's the same thing. I come in, you start joking around, I start joking around, and then immediately I get insulted because you guys either haven't seen my movie
you're
or
insulting
you,
yourself.
You don't like it, and you're backhanded complimenting me, and I just.
Adam, I love
this.
Movies.
Is it?
Tell me the movie.
I'm like Donald.
I'm looking for
I'm like
movie.
Donald. I'm just like Donald, except I've done this show more times, and that's enough. Enough is enough.
If it's about
Kevin,
not
do not
a
get
movie.
Close to that mic. I see you think about saying something. Don't even fucking laugh. So annoyed, Kevin.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan draft a fantasy football team. The boys help the listeners go to sleep on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Adam at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
I think we've actually identified what the issue is. Is like mm-hmm. we're here going at each other. You know, you feel like we're insulting you or something.
Right.
We obviously feel like you don't appreciate the kind of soft landing we try to provide mm-hmm. when you do come on the show, which is obvious.
Let me just say, I'm not worried about that. Like that him like not being appreciative because I know that's not what this is about.
Has Ben Schwartz done the show?
Yeah.
He, someone tweeted at him, do you want to do the show again? And he was like, yeah, those guys are so funny. It was like,
he did. He said those guys.
And I can find that. I can find that tweet.
That tweet. We can find it.
We can find that tweet.
Kevin can find it.
Yeah. Cause apparently he can do everything, including talk on a podcast where he's supposed to be a fucking engineer or whatever.
A producer.
Whatever. Why produces a fucking podcast? I'm recording on my phone. I'm recording my fucking phone. Good job, Kev.
That is a good job, Kevin, because sometimes people don't record on their phone. And we have to use the Zoom audio, mm-hmm. and it's always a step down.
Thanks, Kevin.
I'm just saying.
Thank you, Kevin.
This was on my press junket for today. I have a ton more.
No, I know you got to get out.
They're having you hit it hard, huh? Yeah. They're worried it's not... The ship isn't sailing on its own.
I actually think Wind's the interest is so high that people are dying to talk to us.
Okay.
So I have a ton of interviews today.
That's great.
And you know, I should have known this. A lot of my friends are feeling this way. You guys are fucking jealous.
Wait.
Okay.
What friends do you have?
You see that?
And so let's
Is that like, real?
Let's see if the guys that are the subject of this tweet would be jealous. Here's
first off,
one guy says, "Will you do Hollywood Handbook again? The boys need your joyous wit." I don't mm-hmm. know what that means.
Okay, so
this guy's an asshole that we need. Like we need it.
Yeah,
it's like this person seems we'll take it.
Spot on. He seems like he's a fan,
and then he knows when you dip. Sonic 2 responds. Oh wait, that's the movie you were talking about.
Yeah, one of them.
But probably the one you were talking about, where you're talking about like big budget movies,
super spreaders,
and super of course, spreaders? This is like all in line with. I mean, like famously, the Sonic franchise has killed more people than all wars put together.
Yeah.
Because it Certainly brought
any other film. Yeah.
It brought people indoors at a time when
immediately
that was
before
not
the
safe.
Beginning of the pandemic. Yeah.
Yes. And now you're doing a show that is basically called Let's Go Inside.
How do you get any guests?
Unmasked.
In what world is this
journalism? Pull up what he said.
Or any sort of
journalism.
Anything? Bring me on, and then you...
The most honorable profession in the world, telling the truth. The Sonic 2 says...
First off...
Those two guys, so he knows exactly how many of us there are, yes,
are... Notice knows the show.
Hilarious.
Has nothing to say about fucking Kevin.
Hilarious. They say they need your joyous wit, and I think he's kind of giving this poster a bit of a bop on the nose. Mm-hmm. They need me. Those two guys are hilarious.
Well, that's not what he says. He says, of course.
Of course.
Of
those
course.
Two guys are hilarious.
So,
yes.
Well, right. Will you do Hollywood Handbook again? The boys
two separate,
need your joyous
Two separate
your,
lines here. Will you do Hollywood Handbook again? Of course.
Your joyous
the boys
wit.
Need your joyous wit.
Of course
wit. Those
they
two
do.
Guys are hilarious.
Of course they do. Of course they need
You're
my wit.
Not following the order. It's in an order.
I don't think, I also think, and I don't think I know, you could leave that up there as much as you want, because there's nothing that I would want more than to be told I'm hilarious. I love it. And I love it when it comes from other comedians in a public forum, almost like...
Adam.
He king made you. He king made you. He said, these guys are my guys.
That is, honestly, that's one of the most hilarious
he
things
said,
you could say.
He said, verified. He said, verified.
The idea.
Oh, those two guys? Adam. Those two guys? I will say, verified. Now they're safe.
The idea that you would need to be told that you have been hilarious in your career before.
Mm-hmm.
That's laughable.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. That's making me mad. That you need to hear that.
That you have done.
Oh, I didn't say need it. I like it. I like it. And I know that
hilarious work.
I know that there's nothing more that you guys love than having your comedy associated so one-to-one with another comedian who shares the exact same sense of humor and point of view as you two. And to me, it's almost a perfect boom right there. So I don't even know why you need me.
We don't.
You should have Schwartz on again. You should have Schwartz on again.
He said, of course he would. Yeah.
He's like really desperate to, actually, if you read the thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. Now, yeah.
Where are we on 101? Are we committed to that?
We're
doing them
no,
all.
I mean, we're but like, you are going to do them all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the network knows that?
No.
They don't know.
Not yet. But they'll think they're going to realize that we got to do them all.
14?
But we've done 8. We've done 8.
As far, mm-hmm. I'm hearing 14. 14 sounds really clean to me.
Good.
That would
14
be, hey,
and out.
That's 14 out of 101 is pretty good.
That's a story. And this, like, your first season all put together is almost as long as a movie. Is that the movie you were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the movie I was talking about.
Some of your movies.
Has Nicole Byer done this podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How many times?
She also really wants
I am never coming back ever. I am never, ever coming back here. Ever. In the digital space, in person.
Okay.
Fool me once.
Would you be more comfortable doing one of our other shows?
Putting a new studio together that's fucking sick.
It's
do you see that keyboard?
Unreal.
I don't give a fuck, Kevin.
Forget I asked.
What else? Is there anything else that I have to do?
Mind having you record some new bumpers since you're here. Just stuff that's a little bit...
Fucking shit. It feels like...
Yeah. Okay. What? Just because
you are so closely associated with the show. I have to do this for you guys. And then, all right. Why have Schwartz do your bumpers?
It just you and hasn't worked you and it's not the, as associated the concept of with
bumping
the show.
Is just like
right okay.
It's a little
and then that's it's so fucked up that like you make me feel bad for a drug situation a long time ago when the two of you sit up there in your or I guess Sean's in the flats. And you're looking at me like you guys are some like fucking. The Pope or whatever? Fuck off. Both of you.
Okay. So what we need from you is just because we do a couple of shows. Is go ahead and just,
all right,
just,
let's just
say
it.
Like,
let's just do it. Yep.
Hey, thanks for checking out Hollywood Handbook.
Thanks for checking out. Right.
Be sure to listen to the boys on this week's pro version where they have a little bit of fun with all kinds of things from movie teasers.
You know how long this is? You want me to say all of this?
Well, that's just for the pro version, and then we'll do one for Flagrant Ones, where it's like, speaking of shooting hoops.
And I do one about Formula One sometimes, so we'll get that one into.
I've been thinking of doing some more.
All right. Are you ready, Kevin?
Now I'm ready.
Wonder what he
did. Wait, are you still recording
on
your iPhone?
You didn't even do anything. You didn't even
Are you still
do
recording?
Anything.
I need you to record on your iPhone.
I am. I've been recording the whole time.
And action.
Do you like shooting free throws? Well, then come listen to Hollywood Handbook. These guys are hilarious. Quote, Ben Schwartz, New York Times.
You do like shooting free throws. You do like shooting free throws. Don't make it a question.
It's declarative. Questions are thieves.
Yeah. Statements are gifts. You do like shooting free throws. Listen to the boys from Hollywood.
I have such a problem with that saying, questions are thieves. Such a problem with that.
Well, I'm not going to ask why. I wouldn't steal from you like that. So you're going to say that's for our other show, The Flagrant Ones, that we do with Carl. Do you need a last name? I know.
Has Carl been on this show? No, I know Carl's art. Has Carl been on this show?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he likes you guys?
He really wants to
come. He's one of our best friends. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how, because Carl's a good guy. So I don't know how that happened.
I think you're just bringing baggage.
Really fast.
I am not.
He is fast.
He's fat. Well, he is. I know he's fast.
Yeah.
Well, he's got that gift. He can be both out in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. And then also he can be where you guys are, like in the dark or whatever. I just assume the room is dark. No, because who would want to look? You guys want to look at each other.
Yeah. The writers.
The writers.
The writers.
Well, because they're ugly.
Yeah.
Aren't the writers ugly? The writers are ugly. Because otherwise they'd be on camera. Right?
Maybe.
And being ugly, like being ugly to you is like,
oh, it means nothing to me. I love,
like,
no, it's just like definitely a harder life.
An ugly Italian person is like the worst thing you.
No, an ugly Italian person is beautiful. It's just, look, I think what you guys are doing is,
person is beautiful. Okay,
I told you this the last time. Just said they were ugly. I think what you guys are doing is brave.
Mm-hmm.
To come out from behind the jokes and now be like, look at me, and everyone can just rip you to shreds. I think that's brave.
I think it would be brave not to do this, man, to try and like hold this in. That's the scariest thing I can think of.
That's what's going to end up in a rubber room.
I'm a coward showing up every day.
I'm too scared to keep this bottled up.
You show up every day. You do this every day. You do this every day.
Probably maybe 4 days a week.
We don't release them all, but we do it every day.
Oof. Good use of time.
This one may not come out.
I would hope not. I would hope not. I mean, not because for anyone's sake. Not. Well, I wish that it doesn't.
Yes. Well, why don't you wish in one hand and do a podcast in the other and see which one people like?
I'll just get both the birds with one stone and say I'm never doing this again. Can I just record?
Is it not enough promo? Is this like, do we need to trade? Like, we do some more promo for your show and then you do a bumper? Is it like,
not like reciprocal kind of thing? Enough.
I feel held hostage.
I said I love the show. It's like seeing you and Gabrus.
The clips
like,
are out of this world.
Yes. Some great clips. You guys having fun. You hitting the slopes, literally, for once. The idea, like, the
it's so fucked up. It's so dumb. It's so fucked up. You both have.
I don't think so. I think the show. I don't think the show is. I don't think it's dumb or smart.
No, it's not challenging, but it's not. It's not dumb.
Okay.
It's not. There's almost not an adjective that I would put on it. You know what I mean?
No,
it's
what I like. That it's a show. Like, the show's happening now. Okay.
Anytime I think like, oh, it's going to be this thing, it's like, no, it's not that.
No,
but that's like in a good or bad, or like, oh, maybe it might start to be this now. Oh, nope.
I haven't said a word in the last 5 minutes, and the two of you are just fucking back and forth.
Wow, that's amazing. That the
digging
time,
your heels in.
Time for you
digging
just
your
being
heels
silent
in.
Feels like
I
so
said
that
I can't
low.
Keep up. I cannot keep up with the lightning minds of Hollywood Phone Book or whatever the fuck this stupid thing is. Are we good? Did we get it?
Yeah, I'll just do the bumpers real quick, and then we'll just get out of your hair.
Great. You've been listening to the Hollywood Handbook with Sean and Hayes MacArthur.
One more.
If I'm gonna get, there was a time when Hayes MacArthur was like, for that was like the good one. Now I think we're actually moving back into a Hayes Hargrove moment. Mm-hmm. So if Kristen Wiig's ex,
I know,
actually done a lot.
I don't.
You just said you don't know who that is. So I was helping you.
I don't know who that is. I only know you. Sort of.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. That's not. I don't feel like we know each other that well, but that's fine. Like, if you feel like
you don't think we know each other enough,
that's great.
To be a sort of.
No,
I wouldn't classify our knowing each other as sort of.
Yeah, no, that's right. I think that's exactly what right.
Sort of, yeah. Yes. I sort of know you.
Yes, that's right.
I think I used
and
to.
I sort of know Sean for going on 20 years.
Yeah, I think I used to know you.
Yeah. You remind me of somebody that I used to know. All right. I really hate this.
I know.
Let's do one more sequence.
That's the energy people respond to.
One more set of bumpers.
Just for Flagrant Ones, Pro Version, and Hollywood Handbook, just keep listening, keep subscribing. And you've been listening to upgrade to a more expensive
upgrade tier. Yeah. You've been listening to Hollywood Handbook, upgrade to a more expensive tier. You've been listening to
the Pro Version.
You've been listening to the Pro Version. Upgrade to a higher. Please listen to the Pro Version. Now upgrade to a higher tier.
And the
what's the other one?
The Flagrant.
And you've been listening to Flagrant Ones. The Flagrant Ones?
Yeah. And do I liked your idea that you like to shoot free throws.
Hey, you like to shoot free throws? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you like to shoot free throws? Well, come down, but they're not coming. They're not going anywhere.
They're not going. No, they're going to the
computer. Come down to the computer. To the new tier.
Hey, you like shooting free throws? Why don't you sign up for the new tier of the Flagrant Ones?
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's not new, but it's fine if they think that it is new.
Oh, okay.
And they can watch it. They can watch the party.
Oof.
They can watch it. That's what the more expensive.
Yeah,
they can watch the party.
Yikes.
Oh, I thought you knew that because you look. I want to say you look awesome.
You look great,
thanks.
Man.
No, I felt bad. I felt bad. I felt bad for the people that have to watch. I mean,
I thought you were like. I thought you were like really, really prep, like putting time into it because like you look really good. As everything else is like going in, like whatever. Like you're looking great.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, now I can't say this enough. I've had a horrible time, but can we please be done?
I think I'm okay. Kevin, you had a question?
Yeah.
In the pilot episode, Adam, someone like compliments you and you order them a round of drinks. Do you remember that?
They do that in like every episode.
Yeah.
Every episode follows the exact same form. So just say, and whenever you're about to say something about the show, just say like, in every episode, you do blank.
Yeah.
In every episode, someone compliments you and you say to the waiter, can you get them a round of drinks? Was that added in post?
What?
Kevin's learning. Yeah. And he's like learning. He's a producer, and so we want him to be learning about like producing.
We wanted to know.
Sorry, ADR. That sounded like it was a different day.
Was it a different day, Adam?
No, we was the same day.
You did the ADR in the same day.
We did no. We did not do any additional recording. We just
you did no ADR.
Now, Kevin, it is some fucking bullshit. Now you got your producer, Kevin. Giving me this fucking backhanded bullshit.
There's nothing wrong with doing ADR.
He like, watched the show.
The fact that the show like
to do
came,
ADR
came together.
You drive a motorcycle, Kevin?
No. They're bad for the environment.
I fucking hate this so much. It's infuriating.
We try to get to 58. If you want to just like put a clock on it, we try to get to like 58 minutes.
Yeah.
We're closing in on 50.
We did a 30-minute warm-up.
That was your choice.
I think Sean, I hate to say this, but I think you need to check back in with yourself and look what choice means to you. Okay. That was not my choice. I was fooled. I was tricked.
Okay. Okay. I'm checking in with myself. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm a little sad that my friend Adam can't fucking remember what happened less than an hour ago when he said, like, do you mind if I just go off? Do you mind if I go off, Kings? Before we record, I really need to go off, my Kings. And you started just ripping into...
My brothers in Christ, he said.
Yeah.
My brothers in Christ.
Yeah.
It's like, I was like, yeah, I guess people are saying that now.
You did this shit to Schwartz? Saying it. You just people the same shtick to Schwartz?
We're trying to find the time to do it to him. Yeah, he sang a lot more than
that. He was singing when we were doing it, so it was hard to get this stuff in there.
Is there some sort of, does Earwolf have some sort of like comment card that I can fill out to like let people know what happened here?
Maybe.
They might. Check with them.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Yeah.
We're not.
Because this is not, I would not want anyone else to have to do this.
Comment card on the show, that's overhead. Like, we don't need that kind of overhead here.
Yeah.
Before you leave, I just need to... Mm-hmm. I need two emails of contacts that you think would be a good guest on the show.
Yeah, we try to kind of pay it forward because...
These are emails from you to them asking...
Yeah. You want me to forward them? You want me to ask people?
If they'll do the show?
Yeah.
It could be, it could be a little specific to the people. Yeah.
You ready? I have... Yeah, let me just get on... just going to email Dalia. Chris Dalia, you guys want him?
Okay, I was thinking. So, are you not in touch with like?
Oh, look,
Damon.
First
Jr.
name that pops up. First name that pops up would be a good one.
First name that pops up on your phone.
Yeah, actually, I do have to pick up my kid.
Oh,
I'm kidding. I don't have
okay.
a kid with me. I don't have a kid with me.
Well,
just
want to
get out of here.
This was good. So I would say. You know, obviously we have the bumpers. If you could just do some wild, like, sort of soundboard type, like interruption lines, like stuff for Kevin to plug in afterwards, where when we're interviewing another guest, if it's feeling a little dry, you can go like, whoa, like, that was a wild one. Yeah.
Like drops, like just like wild drops.
The boys are heating up. Yeah. Stuff like that. So that we could just like plug that stuff in.
Okay. Do you have any?
He just did a bunch.
I did a couple examples. Yeah.
Do you have any that you wrote though? Like things that you want me to say?
Yeah.
Am I stealing from you by asking?
Longhand. No. We're beyond that. You and I, we practically know each other. What we'll do is
sort of.
Why don't you just say some things that you felt during this where you're like, where is this going? This is getting crazy. Or like you're feeling like, funny much? Yes, please. Like that kind of thing. And we'll just plug those in.
Okay, cool. Putting him down to make myself feel better. Putting him down to make myself feel better. I'm putting him down to make myself feel better.
These are getting worse, not better.
I think the first one at least felt a little bit.
First
natural,
one is, I think, the closest we're going to get.
Diminishing returns.
We can. I think we're.
But you got it.
I think we're good. I think we got it. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.